Sunday. This is BK Jones. I am thrilled to be partnering with BPN Radio and Pastor Dale Gentry for Preaching Sundays every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go to the message. I hope you're having a great day, and I appreciate you joining me this morning on BPN Radio. Let's go to Psalm 116. I had another message prepared, but I felt like this is what the Lord wanted for you this morning. Some of you are wondering if God hears your prayer, if he's there with you, if he's understanding your trial. And David often wondered that too, but he found God as he petitioned him for answers. In Psalm 119, it says, "I love the Lord because he hears and continues to hear me. My voice and my supplication, my pleas, my cries, my specific needs." That's what God hears. "Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The cords and the sorrows of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, please save my life. Gracious is the Lord and consistently righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord protects the simple, the childlike. I was brought low, humbled and discouraged, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." Verse 8, "For you have rescued my life from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling and falling. I will walk in submissive wonder before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe and clung to my God when I said, 'I am greatly afflicted.' I said in my alarm, 'All men are liars. What will I give to the Lord in return for all his benefits for me? How can I repay him for his precious blessings? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord, yes, in the presence of all his people. Precious and of great consequence in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones, so he watches over them. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaiden. You have unfastened my chains. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord, yes, in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah." Father, we thank you for your word this morning. God, we thank you that your word is strong and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. God, I thank you that it's piercing hearts this morning, that it's ministering to lives this morning. Those who feel that they're in the depths of despair, those that feel like no one cares, no one is there for them. God, I pray that you would just speak life. I pray that you would encourage those that are steadfast in you, God, that you would encourage and strengthen them, and that you would uphold them with the righteousness of your right hand, Father, that you would hear their prayers, that you would attend to their cries this morning, God, and that you would speak life and peace and joy to them. We just thank you, Lord, for this psalm this morning. I thank you that it's encouraging, God, that it hits where we are. I thank you that you can handle our emotions, that you can handle where we're at, and God, that you hear us. We are so grateful that the God of the universe hears us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clearly, if you look out through the Psalms, you know that David had some issues with despair and with depression. I see it over and over. With great callings, there's a great attack on the person. There's warfare for the gifts and the callings of God. You can't, when you receive the great call of God, you can't just expect it to be an easy road, because it's not. It comes with a great price. And so often we see the anointing on people's lives, but we don't see the price that they paid to be there. We don't know the depths of despair that they've experienced to know God. And the truth is that we just find God in trouble. We find him when we desperately seek him. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't seek him until they're very desperate to hear from him. So this is David, and he's calling out to God from the depths of despair, and he's asking God to hear him. It says, "I love the Lord because he hears." This is the Amplified Version. "And he continues to hear my voice and my supplication, my pleas, my cries, and my specific needs." I want you to know, my friend, this morning, that you can love God for this one fact, that he hears you. Isn't that awesome? If you are God's child, or even if you're just calling out to him, he hears you. He loves you. You may not even have experienced accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, but as you call out to Him this morning, He's going to hear you. You can just call Him. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And as you call out to God this morning, He's going to come near to you because He loves you. If you're living in sin and you're practicing things that you know are not of God, you have sin in your life, which all of us have some sin in our life, I'm sure. We just call out to Him and then we repent. The Bible says to enter His gates with thanksgiving. Some people say, I don't even know how to approach a holy God. Well, here's how you approach Him. The Word of God says to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. So if you'll just start thanking Him for His goodness, for His grace, for His mercy, He's going to come near to you. Scripture says that He inhabits the praises of His people. He gets excited to come near to you when you're praising His name, when you're honoring Him. Even as humans, we get excited to see someone that's excited to see us, right? Someone that feels good about us. And more so, a holy God that has done so much for us and for our children and our children's children. A holy God that would come near to us. We have so much to praise Him for, so much to be thankful for. So you just start thanking Him, just even write out a list. God, I just thank You. I thank You for my family. I thank You for my friends. I thank You that I had something to eat today. I thank You, God, that You've been present in my life. Even when I didn't know You were there, God, You were there. So there's lots of reasons to thank Him. And then just begin to praise Him. Just think of all the good things about God, that the God of the universe chooses to lean in when you call is such an awesome thing. And I've proven this over and over. I talk about my childhood a lot because that's where I found God, so near and so dear. My mother died when I was a young child and everything just kind of went crazy. And I felt God lean into me. I didn't know what to do but to call on Him. And really, as a child, wondering, like, is He hearing me? Is he aware of my existence? Is He aware of my trouble? And that's kind of the cry of David here. Is God aware of what's going on in my life? And my friends, I want you to know that He's aware. He's very near to you. So I called out to God. As a 10-year-old little girl in trouble, I called out to God and I asked Him if He was real. I wanted to know He was there. And all I can explain is that He would come to me so strong and so purely and so precious. And I would just feel Him wrap me in His arms and hold me. And I would feel Him lean in to my sorrows and speak life and health and love and promise to me. And that's why I serve Him today. That's why I'm here with you today. That's why the enemy could not take me out, because God came near. So David said, I love the Lord because He hears me. And I want to say that this morning. I love Him because He hears me. He hears me and He answers my prayers. He knows my name. That's the most awesome thing, that the God of the universe, out of millions and millions of people, He knows my name. And my friend, He knows your name and He hears your specific cries and He wants to come near to you. The scripture says in verse 2, because He has inclined His ear to me, therefore I'll call on Him as long as I live. I want you to know that there's a guarantee that if you call on God, that He's going to lean into you. And He's going to incline His ear to you. It's so crazy that He can listen to the cry of everyone corporately, but He hears you individually. God hears you, and He's just awesome. He's not a human. He has plenty of time. He has plenty of space. He has plenty of love and enough time and attention to lean into you. David said, the cords and the sorrows of death encompass me. And did he feel that? Was it really happening? I'm not sure. But sometimes the oppression of the enemy can come in and just press in on you. And you're wondering, is God anywhere near? Perhaps death truly was encompassing him. Perhaps he truly was in danger. He felt in danger. He felt distress and sorrow. And some of you feel that today. And I just speak the presence of God wherever you're at today, that He would come and that He would invade the space that you're in, and that He would speak speak life to you, and I speak life to you as his servant in Jesus' name. I just declare his presence is invading the space. Wherever you're listening to me from this morning, his presence is invading the space where you're at. And Father, we just thank you that you're coming near to these listeners today, and you're letting them know that you're with them, and you're going to save them and bring them peace. I feel like there are some people who are desperately depressed listening this morning. God loves you. He cares about you, and he's near to you. Just call on him and ask him to come near. In Psalm 116, it says, "Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, please save my life." Now, I don't know what you're going through today. If you're in a great place, that's awesome. You can use this message for another time, but you just need to give him praise that he saved your life already. But if you're in a desperate place, that's what you have to do. Just call out to him and ask him to save your life. Ask him to come near, and he will do that. David said, "Gracious is the Lord and consistently righteous." Here's what you can know. Righteous means that something has been made right. And Jesus came, and as the child of God, Jesus came and stood in front of you. And the scripture says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's because Jesus stands before the throne of God, ever living to make intercession for you. He sets you right. So when you call on the name of the Lord and you ask God to forgive you of your sins through the power of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, God comes near and he cleanses you. Jesus, his blood cleanses you of all unrighteousness and makes you in right standing with God. And see, God is always right. He's never wrong. He never sees things through clouded vision. Plain and simple, the scripture says that we can come to the Father through Jesus Christ, his Son. There's one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ, his Son. It's the way he made for us to be in right standing with God, that we could call on Jesus Christ and we can accept the sacrifice that God sent his Son to die on a cross, to suffer a cruel death and take our sins on his back so that we could stand in righteousness through him. God knew that there was no way we could get to him, so he sent his Son Jesus, and he came and paid the price for your sin. That's the only way you can stand righteously before God, is to stand in Christ Jesus the Lord. So God is always righteous. He always sees us and sees our situation, and he sees it rightly. His vision's not fogged. It's not blurred by the things of the world like yours and mine are at times. But God sees rightly. He sees your situation. Those of you that have been falsely accused, he understands. He sees the truth about you. God sees that. And even when he sees truth about you that's not pleasant, he sees it through his Son, and he's made a way for you to make things right through asking forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. So gracious is the Lord, and he's consistently righteous. God is never going to treat you any way but right and loving and kind, because he loves you. Even in his correction, that is right. He is righteous towards you. He loves you, and he allows you to come in right standing with him through the blood of Jesus Christ. And yes, the next verse says, yes, our God is compassionate. I want you to know that the word of God says that he is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. That means his heart is touched when you hurt, when you're sick, when you're going through trouble. God is touched by that. And he comes near to you during those times to lend his ear, to lend his comfort. He brings the Holy Spirit to bring comfort and peace to you today. And I speak the comfort and peace of God over you today. Those of you who are struggling with cancer, those of you who are struggling with depression, anxiety, fear, other diseases, other troubles, God loves you. He's there for you. He wants to be engaged in your life. And if you haven't asked him to come in close to you, some of you may have accepted him, but you've never allowed God to come close to you. You've not leaned into him so he can lean back into you. I encourage you to do that today, because he's compassionate toward your situation. He understands it. He gets it. And he wants to come to you. In verse 6, it says, "The Lord protects the simple, the childlike." Scripture says, Jesus told his disciples, unless you come as a little child, you can't be part of the kingdom. What he's saying is, I need you to come in purity of heart. You know how a child just has a purity about them. They just come and they don't have to figure everything out. They just come in innocence to their parent, and they just ask what they can ask of their parent, and they just kind of expect the parent to provide. And God is a good, good father, and he wants to provide for you everything you need, and he has provided for you everything you need in Christ Jesus. So he wants you to come to him and protect, let him protect you. He wants you to come to him in that childlikeness and in humility, and just come to him and let him save and rescue you. In verse 7, it says, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." After the psalmist had cried out to God, he was telling his soul, return to rest. Go back to your peace, the peace of God. Return to rest because God has heard you. After you pray and after you seek God and you give him your troubles, you can return to peace. Your soul can be at peace. And I speak the peace of God over your soul today. I speak the rest of God over you. I just declare that you can breathe freely today in Jesus' name. I just declare that great grace is coming to you today, unmerited favor is coming to you today because you have called on the Lord, and because of his grace and his favor on your life, you can breathe freely. You can rest. You can put away anxious thoughts knowing that God has heard you today. And that's what David is saying. I believe it was David that wrote this saying, return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. What does that mean? The Lord has dealt bountifully with you today. He's given you everything you need. It's there for you. His provision is there for you. Some of you are crying out to God for provision. You desperately need specific things. And I want you to know that God deals bountifully with his children. He's gracious and he's kind. The scripture says he ever lendeth and his seed is blessed. He's ever giving and his seed is blessed. He's constantly pouring out his goodness over his children. And that's why your soul can return to rest this morning. Because God has heard your prayer. He's attended to your cry. And now let your soul rest in his provision, in knowing. Just begin to thank him. God, I thank you that you're providing. I thank you that you've heard me. I thank you that you know my name. I thank you that the answer is on his way, because your word says, if I call out to you, you'll hear me. Your word says, whatsoever things I desire when I pray, I can believe that I receive them and I'll have them. When I pray in accordance to your plan, when I say, God, I trust you, here's what I need, and I trust your provision to be everything I need, God is in action, releasing the blessing of God from heaven to come onto your life, and he's releasing provisions to come to you. He's speaking to people. He's aligning things in your favor because he loves you, so your soul can take rest in that. We can never forget in verse 8, the psalmist said, for you have rescued my life from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling or falling. I want you to know you don't have to stumble and fall today. You can rest in the goodness of God. You can stand secure in his love. The scripture says that he establishes our steps. And when you walk in God, the minute you come into God, he begins to establish your steps. He begins to put sure footing under you. You don't have to slip and fall all the time. You can rest securely in him. And you do that through learning his word and learning what he thinks about you, what he says about you. He's so gracious and kind. I want you to hear that. He's so loving and compassionate towards you. And if you've accepted Jesus as your savior, you have been rescued from death. But some of you need to be rescued from sure death this morning. There are things in your life, maybe a disease, maybe a situation, maybe you're someone that's being abused and you don't know how you're going to get out of your situation. I just declare that God is rescuing you from sure death, from sure destruction, that he's snatching you out of the midst of the fiery furnace that the world has put you in, or maybe you put yourself in, but you can call out to God and I believe he will rescue you and he will deal bountifully with you today. The psalmist says, I will walk in submissive wonder before the Lord in the land of the living. You know, you have to declare some things over yourself. David says he's facing sure death. There's sure insecurity all around him. But then he knows he's called on God and he's talked to God. He's explained his situation to God. And God wants us to come to him. It's not that he doesn't already know, because the scripture says that he's all knowing. But he wants us to come to him with our requests. Sometimes I know my kids need things, but I wait on them to ask for it, because there's something precious about humbling yourself before God. It gets his attention when you come to him and just say, Father, this is what I need. This is what I want from you. This is what I desire from you. So I love it. David said, I will walk in submissive wonder. I'm going to humble myself, and I'm just going to submit myself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to the Almighty God. I'm going to submit myself today to that, and I'm going to walk in the knowing that God is with me. Even though he's felt sure death around him, he says, I will walk in submissive wonder before the Lord in the land of the living. What he's declaring to the darkness that's surrounding him is, I'm not going to die. I'm going to walk in submissive wonder. I'm going to walk in submission, and I'm going to walk in wonder. The wonder is the awe of who God is, the awe that comes with knowing that he is with you, that he is surrounding you, that your daddy, God, is the head of the universe, and he is providing and meeting your needs. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder. You just have to seek his face and do what he tells you to do and walk in obedience to the word. And things just come to you in submissive wonder. What an awesome word that is today. David said, I believe and I clung to my God when I said, I'm greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. See, when we're scared, we start to point at men and we start to say, this person did this and this person did this. But when you're in submissive wonder to a holy God, you quit accusing people and you quit pointing a finger at everyone and you just say, God, here I am. And you know my situation. You know what's going on around me, Father. But I just submit to you in the wonder of who you are and that you'll make sense of all this mess. The scripture says, young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. And I want you to know that's a promise for you to cling to today. Oh, the lions of the field, they may get hungry and they may stress, but those that seek the Lord, they're going to lack no good thing. So you don't have to be stressed out. You just have to stand in submissive wonder of who God is and begin to thank him that he is making a way. And that way may be through a job. It may be through the provision of the work of your hands, or it may be just a bountiful gift that's on the other side of your trouble where God just makes things right for you. I just declare that false accusations against you are coming to nothing. I declare that your lack is turned into blessing, that your lack reaches the throne of God today. He sees it, and he will make provision for you as you walk humbly and in wonder of who he is and begin to praise and thank him for the blessing of his hands. You don't have to accuse anybody. It doesn't matter what other people do to you. It matters. It hurts. But here's the deal. You can't give that space in your head. You just have to walk in that submissive wonder of God, no matter what they do to me. No matter what anybody says about me, I'm just going to walk uprightly before you, and I'm just going to declare your goodness over my life. I'm going to position myself to receive from you. I'm going to walk in forgiveness and love no matter what people do, and I'm going to trust your hand. And I want you to know you can trust God's precious hand towards you. He ever lendeth, and his seed is blessed. In verse 12, it says, what will I give to the Lord in return for all his benefits toward me? You know, so many times we take from God and we don't stop and say, what can I give to God? What is it that I have that God wants? What is it that I have that would bless God? Well, of course, your tithes and your offerings would bless God. So I'm not about asking for money, but I want you to know that as you sow into ministries that are moving forward in Christ and taking good news around the world, like BPN Radio, like BK Jones Global, when you sow into other ministries, your local church, the Salvation Army, whatever it is, when you sow, bountifully. God blesses you bountifully. When you do something for others, God notices. When you meet the needs of the poor, God notices, and it blesses his heart. You need to do something to thank him for his benefits toward you today. Just ask him, what will I give to you, Lord? What in return for all these benefits, all these blessings, all this sure provision that's on the other side of what I'm lacking right now, what will I give to you in return for meeting my needs, God? I'll give you the first fruits. God, I'll see other people who are struggling where I used to struggle or where I struggle today. In the future, I'm going to see people who are in this kind of need, God, and I'm going to sow bountifully into them because you have sown bountifully into me. How can I repay God for his precious blessings? By living righteously, by loving him with all my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, by giving him my very best offerings, not my leftovers, but my best offerings. When I give to God, I want to give him my best. I don't want to give him just whatever I have left. I want to give him the beginning, the first fruits of what I have. And I want to honor him with the best of my life and not give God my leftovers because he has bountifully blessed and given me so much in Christ Jesus. In verse 13, it says, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Yes, in the presence of all his people. Precious and of great consequence in the sight of the Lord is the death of his holy, godly ones. So he watches over them. So I will pay to God my vows. I'll give him what I said I'll give him, is what the scripture says. I'm going to give God what I've promised him. Whatever I've promised him that is the right thing. Sometimes in distress, we promise God things we can't deliver. But what we can deliver, we need to give to God. We need to give to God. And some of you, I think, are struggling. That scripture says, precious is the death of his saints. Some of you are struggling with people who have left your life through death. Maybe a death that shouldn't have happened. Perhaps it was just a death that's a great loss to you that has caused you great pain. But I want you to know that in the presence of the Lord, there's great healing and great joy and great peace. So when people pass from this life and they're in Christ and they pass into the presence of a holy God, they're good. They're good. And I want you to know that if you're suffering because of the death of one of God's saints, I want you to take heart that they're in the presence of God. They're in the best place that they can be, and they're at peace. And God wants you to be at peace with that today. He wants you to know that he's going to provide your needs, and you can't continue to grieve. I know grief is a process, but you can't continue to let the death of someone grip you. You need to release them into the hands of a holy God who is dealing bountifully with them and blessing them. There's great blessing in God's presence. Scripture says that there's a great party when people come home. Heaven rejoices when one of the saints comes home. When someone's saved, heaven rejoices. And when someone comes home that has been a faithful servant of the Lord, or someone, maybe they just received Christ at the last breath, but they come into his presence, there's excitement in heaven over that. It's precious to God, the death of his saints. So I don't know what's encompassing you today. I don't know what you're struggling with. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's doubt. Maybe it's unbelief in God's precious love for you. Maybe you've lost a child and you don't know just how to deal with that. I pray that the holiness of God would just surround you, that the precious compassion of Jesus would just be so real to you today. I just speak peace and comfort to you today. I declare the joy of the Lord over you. I declare that in his presence there's fullness of joy. So I urge you just to press into his presence, and I tear down every barrier, every high thing exalting itself against the knowledge of God today, and I bless you, and I declare over you a bountiful supply of everything you need. And I tell you that is found in Christ Jesus and in the goodness of God the Father. If you haven't accepted Jesus today, I urge you to do it. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I pray that your day is awesome. If you'd like to contact me today, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how these programs are speaking to you, how God's speaking to you through them. You can contact me on Facebook at BK Jones Global, B-K-A-Y Jones Global.